episode 115 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of. Wow, it is so quiet now that it's distracting. I was thrown off. I'm like, oh, did I lose you?
Do you want me to turn the fan back on?
No, you're good.
peek behind the curtain, Lumpy had a fan on and we didn't know it. And then it got real loud in this episode and now he shut it off and it's so quiet. It's ridiculous now.
Because with my headphones on, I don't hear anything around me at all. Like, you, even when you guys hear the dogs sometimes, I don't even hear them because I have noise canceling headphones on.
Your voice even sounds like an HD now.
I guess that fan was like muffling it. I mean, literally the fan is right next to me, but it's pointing outward. So like I didn't feel it and I didn't know it was on.
So why did you even have the fan on?
We leave it on in my basement for air circulation.
Oh, okay. And normally, like, when your audio, there's always, like, that static in the background. So I just assumed it was just, comes with what was going on in your house.
I just figured it was your audio. That's all I figured, too. But apparently it was that fan forever.
Well, and I always have some kind of fan running down here. Like, whether it's a fan, I have a dehumidifier, and I have an air purifier down here. So at some point, one of them is always running.
And you don't have nothing running right now?
Well, I shut the fan off because the air purifier's the thing is getting cleaned. So the fan must have been on, and I didn't realize it was on.
Huh.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. So we are covering today the third story in Batman number 25, the October-November issue of Batman 25. It is called... It's another Adventure of Alfred story. So this is not going to be a long episode. Called The Mesmerized Manhunter, written by Don Cameron, penciled and inked by Jerry Robinson, and lettered by George Russo. It's not really a splash, non-canon splash page, it's just like a non-canon
double panel.
Splash panel, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can tell us what's going on in it, Lump.
There's a big, giant head with two hands. Oh, like he's doing a, you know, like trying to make it look like the guy's hypnotizing or commanding something. And Alfred is fighting with a guy who has some money falling out of his pockets.
I just realized this is the first one with giants in this. We usually get at least one giant on Batman.
Yeah, and this is the only one.
Huh.
You know what else I noticed that is not in this? Bob Kane.
What, in Alfred?
Yeah, I don't see the Bob Kane credit stealer in that.
Bob Kane was like, no way. Alfred's never going to go anywhere. I don't want my name on that. You guys take Alfred.
I wonder who actually created Alfred now that you say that. Doesn't matter. Moving on. The story opens up with Alfred going to the theater. And he buys a ticket. He goes in. He's at a magician's show, I guess.
Now, have you ever seen a hypnotist?
No, not in real life.
At Six Flags one year, I saw a hypnotist, and he had like 10 people up on the stage, and he had them doing all kinds of weird stuff. Like, I can't believe that really works.
It doesn't work. They're probably all plants.
They're all actors, I guess. Yeah, because it was weird, though. They were like clucking like chickens and stuff. I'm like, this is stupid.
So this is Alfred Beagle.
Yes.
Okay, so Alfred Beagle was created by Don Cameron and Bob Kane.
Okay.
Alfred Pennyworth was created by Bill Finger and Jerry Robinson.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So, who was first? Beagle?
Beagle.
Yeah, Alfred Beagle is definitely first.
I forgot his last name was Pennyworth. I'm just so used to, because we've been reading this for so long, I'm just so used to his name being Alfred Beagle.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I went to look it up, I typed in Alfred Pennyworth, because that's what came to my head when I thought Alfred's last name. But it comes up as Alfred Pennyworth, but Alfred Beagle was created by Don Cameron and Bob Kane. His first appearance was Batman number 16 in 1944. But as Alfred Pennyworth, it was Bill Finger and Jerry Robinson. But it doesn't say the first appearance of...
I know why, but I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to it when we get to it.
100 years from now.
Yeah, well. Also, what I noticed when Alfred's buying his tickets, do you notice what's in the background?
Oh, buy war bonds.
I didn't notice it either,
but at least it's subtle this time. They're not like right out in the open with it.
Yeah, it's been a while since we had to talk about some war bonds.
Yeah.
We're almost done with the war now, so.
Yeah, we're getting through the war.
Anyway, Alfred sits down at a hypnotist magician or whatever he, and he asks for a volunteer, and Alfred volunteers. So he goes up to the stage, and the hypnotist hypnotizes him to be a detective, because he says he's an amateur detective. And so, as the show goes on, Alfred starts being a detective, gets his magnifying glass, starts examining the floor, and then for some reason, the guy shoots a gun.
He puts a girl into the box, and then he shoots the box, and then they open the cabinet, and she's not in there.
Oh, okay. Magic.
Yeah.
So he's not just a hypnotist, he is a magician.
Yeah, he's both, I think.
Whatever. Anyway, Alfred the detective, hypnotized, goes backstage, and he finds some clues. He's actually following footprints or something? I don't know why. For some reason, he's actually onto something.
Yeah, he says, footprint.
Yeah, so, anyway, apparently there was money stolen, and he tracks it all the way from the cash register. Yeah. And he tracks it to this room where, I don't know who this guy is, but this guy is in there, and he hits Alfred, and it looks like in the stomach with a...
blackjack.
Blackjack, yeah.
Yeah.
And then... like this, it feels like it skips panels.
Right, because I don't understand what happens here. Like, does Alfred hit him back, and then he goes through the...
I don't know, because they're in this, like, a locker room, and he hits Alfred. Then they're outside, in front of a sign where there's a cop, and then in the panel after that, there's the guy's head's through the sign, and a cop saying... Alfred always gets his man as if he did something. But they didn't show Alfred hitting him or anything.
Right. I don't know what he actually did.
So Alfred goes into the ticket booth. That guy is the guy at the ticket booth.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And when he goes into the ticket booth, it's really weird because of the way the angles. So the first angle you're seeing is from behind Alfred. And then the next angle you're seeing is from inside the ticket booth to out of the thing. And when the guy hits him, he must run out. And that's how they end up in the street.
Weird. Okay.
Where the police see them.
I didn't realize that was the ticket booth.
Yeah, because the guy in the pink, I went back to see. So the guy in the pink blazer is the ticket booth guy.
Gotcha.
So when you go back, you can see now there's the glass windows behind him and you can see the cash drawer under him. And originally in the beginning, he can't give Alfred change because there's no cash in the cash drawer.
Oh.
Okay. Gotcha. Someone paid attention.
Yes.
Anyway, they caught the guy, but now they're taking Alfred back to the stage because he's hypnotized, and the cop's like, wait, he's hypnotized? And the hypnotist unhypnotizes him, and Alfred runs away thinking he was humiliated in some way. And then we're back at Wayne Manor, where Bruce is reading the frickin' paper again.
Of course he is. He's reading about Alfred in the paper.
Alfred didn't even tell him. He has to read about Alfred's shenanigans in the newspaper.
Well, Alfred didn't even know about his shenanigans.
Yeah, Alfred doesn't remember doing it.
I know, but still, it's ridiculous. And anyway, they're like, Alfred solved the crime while he's hypnotized. And Alfred's like, I woke and the crowd was cheering. And Dick's like, you can't beat that. Catching a crook without even realizing. And then Alfred's, you know, all cocky. And yep, and that's how it ends.
That was it. Yeah, that was the... Yep.
This story is 4 pages long.
Well, that's all right. The synopsis is about the same thing. Ready? Alfred Beagle, Bruce Wayne, Dick Grayson, antagonist, Larson, other characters, Mazzo, and then Gotham City and Wayne Manor. That's it. That's all that was in there.
It's okay.
An Alfred story. I like how short they are. Yeah.
They're almost like comedy relief stories.
Right.
Yeah, it feels like you're reading a newspaper strip. I mean, it's really what it is.
Right. And that's exactly what it is. I'm not going to complain about them because, one, they're very, very short. They're easy to get through.
Yeah.
And, two, they've replaced the stupid PSA ones.
Got rid of the PSA. They're not begging for war bonds, even though they slipped it in here this time.
They sure did.
I beg to differ, but we'll get to that.
Even though I do like the PSA ones. I like when they get into people.
I like the PSA too.
Yeah. Not the PSA like you make us read.
Not TJ's PSAs. No one likes TJ's PSAs. We'll get into it in the next one.
Yeah.
What did you think about this one?
It was good. It was good.
Super easy to get through.
All right, well.
So there was a hypnotist hypnotizing a group of people in an auditorium, right? He's using a pendulum, and then he drops a pendulum. And he says, shit. And then it took 3 days to clean up the hall.
I actually... I think I'm going to need you to tell me that one again, because I didn't get it.
A hypnotist hypnotizing a group of people in an auditorium. He's using a pendulum, swinging back and forth. And then suddenly he dropped the pendulum, and he went, shit. And then it took 3 days to clean up the whole auditorium.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I like that one. I thought that one was good.
That was good.
I think I missed the first part of that whole thing. I think I...
Yeah, because you're jealous of my fandom of people who love my jokes more than they like your opening. That's what it is.
That's what I'm jealous of. Yeah. Okay, yep. Sure is true. This was a short episode, so... Anyway, bye.
Bye.